Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Her team has come out and said publicly, look, we do not own the issues at the border. We are not managing the issues at the border. This is for the Secretary of Secretary of Homeland Security. This is for the people on the NSC who are dealing explicitly with this issue in the Southwest United States.
That's a foist.
That was a foist.
My man. Look at you.
You did it. How about that?
And the Vice President is going to be dealing exclusively with diplomacy, and this is why she's making this trip.
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand it?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
They don't want this analysis done. They think it will reflect poorly on, you know, their spreading of this big lie about election fraud.
I think we'll know everything we need to know. We were all witnesses. We were right there when it happened. And I simply think the commission is not necessary.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We'll be with you all afternoon. As always, if you want to call us, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We have breaking news from the hip-hop community. And try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of the rap music movement. Texas rapper Lil Loaded will not be down for breakfast.
Kimmy on a blah 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 baby, what Kimmy on a blah blah baby? 32 shot glide, baby, glide, baby, what 32 shot glide, baby? Kimmy on a blah blah baby, what?
He has committed suicide, believe it or not. He was an aspiring rapper, now he's an expiring rapper. And his suicide came on the eve of his court appearance today in a manslaughter case involving from the October last year shooting of his best friend, Khalil Walker. He was originally charged with murder, but that's his number one song. So, Lil Loaded. He reached for a gun that was apparently loaded. I don't know what his condition was personally, but he's...
How dare you!
What was his real name? His real name was Deshaun Robertson. And again, he was charged with manslaughter in Khalil Waller. And in a related development, that was in Dallas. In Miami Beach, DaBaby was involved late last evening in a shooting in Miami's ritzy South Beach. How ritzy could it have been if DaBaby and his crew in six SUVs were driving through? Several possible subjects have been detained, including the rapper, after he and his entourage were suspected to be involved in the shooting late. Is this DaBaby? He hit the lottery. The Miami Beach police hit the lottery, and the jails are full of his entourage now. Let's see. Multiple people called 911 to report hearing gunshots. Two people had been shot, one in the leg and the other in the shoulder. He was the most streamed rapper on Spotify per month, overtaking Drake. He's had numerous past run-ins with the police, mostly for minor run-ins. However, he was found guilty in 2 years ago of carrying a concealed gun and sentenced to a year of probation following a fatal shooting at a Walmart in Huntersville, North Carolina. A judge ruled that he had acted in self-defense. So Lil Loaded is gone, but DaBaby is still hanging out. Although he's not, as far as we know, he's not out on the street yet. 844-500-4242.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Is that Lil Loaded, or is that Lil Loaded's mother, or is that the baby's mother?
He's a good boy.
Okay,
very good.
That's the baby's mother. We just heard it previously from Lil Loaded's mother. 844-500-4242. 42. I'm just going to read you a few things here just to catch up before we get into other topics. This is a great one. We had a poll question yesterday. Will Dr. Fauci be there at the end of the year? And it broke about 60-40 yes. And I voted yes, he will be there. I thought he knows too much. You know, some people are too big to fail. And you can't just, you know, put them in the trunk of a car. But I read today somebody, another guy was predicting that he'd be gone within 3 months because there was just too much happening. But Dr. Fauci is going to put out a book at the end of the year offering his views on truth. That'll be a short book. That'll be one of those books where all the pages are blank.
Oh, it'll be one of those choose-your-own-ending books.
His philosophy on life and looking towards a brighter future. You know what I'm looking for? My brighter future would include not paying him $8,000 a week as a taxpayer or whatever the hell he's making.
Was this book ghostwritten by Andrew Cuomo?
I'm just thinking that this is, I hope, Andrew Cuomo got what, $5 million for a book that sold 46,000 copies. Fauci's book is called Expect the Unexpected. I hope the publishers aren't expecting any kind of great sales because I expect that it's going to sell about as many books as Andrew Cuomo's did. 10 Lessons on Truth, Service, and the Way Forward. The Way Forward. On the experiences that have shaped his life philosophy. The book is compiled of interviews with the director. It's an interview book. Oh, there's nothing more boring than an interview book. I bought an interview book with Tom Wolfe, one of my favorite writers, but it was just a book about his, you know, they compiled all the interviews he gave. There's one thing about interviews. You have a tendency to say the same damn thing over and over again because you figure it's going to be in a different publication or a different channel. So you say the same thing. So I'm just reading, about the third interview, I'm reading the same stuff over and over again. And I put the book down and never picked it up again. So this, Simon and Schuster. I guess is this Simon and Schuster? Those looking to live a more compassionate and purposeful life. You know, I often say to myself, how can I lead a more purposeful life? So it's been something I've been wondering about my entire life. They will find inspiration. That's another thing. I look to find inspiration in my reading choices. In his unique perspective on leadership, here's his unique perspective. As soon as the light goes on, I just tell him whatever seems appropriate for the moment. One mask. No masks, two masks, one mask, vaccination, booster shots, variants, mutants, whatever pops into my mind.
I'd rather read a biography on Lil Loaded.
You know what? I would too. I think Lil Loaded has done less damage to the society in the last year. And probably with that great song, that great tune we just heard, will leave behind more of a legacy.
Kimmy on a blah, blah, baby, blah, baby, what? Kimmy on a blah, blah, baby. 32 shot, blah, baby, what? 32 shot, blah, baby.
Yeah. So what, you know, I'm with, I'll take a book on Loaded. Loaded. 844-500-4242. Since we're on the subject of Fauci, this is something that's just been going around for a while, but we finally pulled the audio today. This is Fauci talking about when Trump becomes president, his prediction of what's going to happen. This is right after Trump's inauguration in 2017, cut 23.
There is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
No question, he said. Did you hear that at the very beginning? No question there will be a surprise outbreak. Well, if there's no question, then I guess you couldn't say it was really a surprise, can you? That's like saying there's going to be a big surprise in December. It's going to get cold. The days are going to get really short.
I guess that gain-of-function check went in the mail that morning.
It's just amazing that that's out there. No question. That's what the name of the book should be. No question, colon, because they love their colons. A surprise outbreak. My reminiscences of the COVID-19 epidemic that nobody could have predicted except for me, your great doctor. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Sitting is the new smoking. These days, we are sitting working on our computers more than ever. Let me tell you about my new favorite office chair, the Backstrong chair. You know that stiff feeling you get when you sit too long while working? It's gone. And when I get out of the chair to walk around, my body doesn't hurt. Poorly designed office chairs can lead to severe pain in your hips, back, and shoulders, but not the Backstrong chair. It guarantees you good posture. You literally cannot slouch. The Backstrong was a result of 5 years of prototyping and research, working with pain patients and testing, to arrive at patented sit-in-motion technology that positions the hips into natural, ideal alignment for healthy sitting. Do you sit more than 4 hours per day? Do you get up from your chair feeling tired, drained, unmotivated? Do you have back pain or loose feeling in your legs because you were sitting for extended periods of time? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need this. You need the Backstrong chair from All 33. It's super comfortable, perfect for your home or office. I got one in my Florida office. I'm missing it right now. I wish I had one here. Backed by hundreds of five-star reviews, which you ought to check out online. 60-day money-back guarantee. Save $100 plus get free shipping when you use the discount code Howie. To get yours, go to backstrong.com today. Again, get $100 off and free shipping by going to backstrong.com and using discount code Howie. I'm Howie Carr. Kimmy on a blah blah baby blah
baby with Kimmy on a blah blah baby. Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarshow.com. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
A couple of weeks ago, I was looking over some new construction just to check it out, see what there was in the area. Not real crazy about living in Wellesley anymore for any number of reasons. And so we went to this new place, and it was like kind of nice. And we went in and looked in the kitchen. And they had an electric stove, and I'm not real crazy about electric stoves. I prefer gas. Not that I'm a real gourmet cook or anything, but it's just, I like it better, you know? And so I said, that's nice, but can I get a gas stove? And the woman looked at me like, you know, that's weird. You know, don't you know? I mean, aren't you woke? Don't you? I had no idea that gas heat is, being moved against in certain woke areas, which this certainly is a woke area. So today I see on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, city states wage battle over banning gas in homes. Major cities, including San Francisco, Seattle, Denver, and New York, have either enacted or proposed measures to ban or discourage the use of fossil fuel, which mainly means natural gas these days, in new homes and buildings 2 years after Berkeley, California passed the first such prohibition in the U.S. in 2019. I remember hearing reading about that and thinking it had to be Berkeley. They're insane. But, of course, it spread immediately like a STD. So, and now people understand how fast this stuff moves. So the bans have in turn led Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Kansas, and Louisiana to enact laws outlawing such municipal prohibitions in their states before they can spread. So it's like getting an inoculation, right? And I understand that too, because that's how badly it's been moving, fast it's been moving. So now they want, the place like San Francisco, they want you to retrofit your house and take out all the fossil fuel heating and stoves. And they did a study in San Francisco, just the city by the bay, one city. found that retrofitting all housing units that now use natural gas would cost between $3.4 billion and $5.9 billion. What could possibly go wrong, right? I mean, so they want all these cities and states and grids to become reliant on wind and solar. How did that work out for Texas last winter? Was that a good idea or a bad idea in retrospect? So now they want to expand it across the country. This is crazy. The Arizona Chamber of Commerce helped lead a coalition of businesses that pushed for the legislation to ban it, even though no bans were under consideration in the state at the time. I mean, you have to move fast here. You have to move because these people are insane. Taylor, the poll question, by the way, I'm just setting up the poll question. Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life, get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should natural gas be outlawed in new construction?
No. N-O. No way.
99% say no.
99%. Wow. I thought there'd be at least 5% would be woke and saying that, you know, it should be gone and all that.
I voted no. I voted yes just for variety. So that 1% is probably my vote.
What are they thinking of? I just don't get it. You know, do the math, everybody. You know, the United States is 5% of the world's population, right? So, you know, even idiots like John Kerry say it doesn't matter what the U.S. does or even what the U.S. and China do. It's not going to stop a quote-unquote global warming. So
let's not get silly here.
So in Massachusetts, they want to raise the gas taxes from 24 cents a gallon to 62 cents a gallon. So we can be as expensive as California. So Massachusetts is 7 million people, which is 3% of the national population, which is 5%. So 3% of 5% by raising the gas prices, we're going to save the world. And now some of these states want to ban natural gas.
Big tar baby out there.
And incidentally, as long as we're on the subject of global warming, how'd that global warming work out for you this weekend in the Northeast? The last weekend in May, Memorial Day weekend, and it was in the 40s. The 40s with a cold drizzle for like 48 to 60 hours steady. So much for global warming. We could have used a little bit of global warming, I think. You know, it used to be that there were certain words that people wouldn't use on TV, even by mistake. You know, it was just a word that people didn't think about, or if they thought about it, they made sure anchors or guests on TV shows made sure that they never used. But since we started using the word insurrection a lot since January, people get the word insurrection confused with another word. Chuck Schumer.
Donald John Trump incited the erection.
Remember that? That was during an august moment in American civics.
You are going to sit and listen to the Senate impeachment trial of the former president of the United States who has been impeached for inciting the erection.
Well, it happened again last evening with Anderson Cooper.
Part in the attack. I mean, do you think, has the problem subsided, you think? Or has anything changed since the insurrection?
Just on a personal level, does the President of the United States believe that former President Trump incited an insurrection with...
Can't these people get their minds out of the damn gutter? What the hell does your mother think when she sees you live on TV?
Oh, you kiss your mother with that mouth?
Good Lord. Insurrection. 844-500-4242. 42. We'll be right back with Grace's News. Mrs. Loaded, our condolences.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
All right, 844-500-4242. Just watching an ad on TV from the state of Alaska, Mike Dunleavy, the governor of Alaska. That's also the manager of the Market Basket in Waltham, where I was, where I tweeted.
Seems like a step down for him.
It was also the name of a great NBA guard, and before that, the University of South Carolina back in the 70s, Mike Dunleavy. There were a lot of Mike Dunleavys, I guess.
I saw that photo of you at Market Basket, and actually, it was the inspiration for a lot of hate today, which will come up later. Yeah, not for Market Basket. Everyone had wonderful things to say about MB. The hate was more about you.
Yeah, I noticed that. And by the way, to people that were responding to that, somebody from Bangor, Maine tweeted back at me and said, Howie, you know, I drive 2 hours each way to Westbrook, Maine, to the nearest Market Basket. Can you put in a good word and get one up here in Central Maine for us to use? I'm sorry, Bangor. I don't have that power.
He doesn't have that kind of pull. You would think you would, though.
You would, but I don't.
All right. So I want to start today because I always like talking about how Howie got the vaccine before they were offering any freebies. It was before like free donuts or free lottery tickets. He just got the vaccine out of the goodness of his heart. And
sucker.
I love that story because exactly, Taylor, because it makes you go, oh, wow, he got robbed. I mean.
But they said the magic word, free.
Yeah,
but it was also walking distance.
You got to know. Wait
until the study comes out that shows getting a second dose of the vaccine is perfectly healthy. So Howie goes out for the freebies.
Yeah, he starts walking around. They see, sir, you already have a Band-Aid in that spot. Nah, go ahead. I'll take a glazed. Well, now they're actually offering new things. So you heard about the lottery tickets. You heard about the free donuts. You heard about the Shake Shack fries. Well, West Virginia is offering guns as prizes in COVID vaccine lottery.
I'm holding out for a mortar.
Governor Jim Justice, who's a great governor.
Maybe a grenade launcher.
He was actually one of the governors, Howie, who had the highest percentage of the elderly vaccinated.
Right.
He didn't do all these phase one, phase two.
Democrat turned Republican.
Prisoners get vaccinated. He just went right for the old people.
He's also on the front page of the Wall Street Journal this morning. He apparently, according to a court decision, he owes $700 million for some kind of coal mine decision that he bought. I don't know what it was. I didn't read it.
Well, he did a good job with the rollout, and now he's offering guns as prizes in a COVID vaccine lottery. And we actually have sound of Governor Jim Justice. This is cut 18, please, Taylor.
We're going to give 5 custom hunting rifles and 5 custom hunting shotguns away on Father's Day. And also on Father's Day, we're going to make one of you a millionaire. We're going to give away $1 million to somebody on Father's Day. And this is for all people that have been vaccinated.
Oh, that's a good deal. That's a better deal.
That means you could be in it.
I know, exactly.
Yeah. This is retroactive.
Since I got one of the 2-shot deals, do I get to enter twice?
No, sir. This isn't the plate lottery. All right. Mitt Romney's not picking out the winner of this one. But it is a really good deal. It sounds like an Oprah episode, the way he's rolling that out with such
suspense.
They're
getting closer to the sweet spot for me.
Yeah.
They're not there yet, but they're getting closer.
They're trying to figure it out. All right. Now, in other news, Fauci told Chinese official they would get through this together, email reveals. Dr. Fauci corresponded with a Chinese health official early in the pandemic, acknowledging the crazy people in this world and vowing to get through this together.
Is this in his book?
Wait a second. This guy was funding gain-of-function research, and he's accusing other people of being crazy?
I feel like that was really just towards one person.
Yeah, I know. I understand. But
the still, man who makes the world move, go round and round, Donald J. Trump.
But how can anybody who believes that it's really an important thing to put viruses that are already deadly on steroids, How could anyone who thinks that that's a good idea call anybody else crazy? Seriously.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. This is not in his book. This is in new emails, but it kind of brings...
Where'd they get the emails from? Who got them?
It just says emails that show...
I'm guaranteeing you the Washington Post didn't get them or the New York Times.
Oh, well, this is the New York Post.
Oh, the New York Post.
Okay. Yeah, obviously. They're the only ones who report real news anymore.
Were they on Hunter's laptop?
The correspondence came as President Donald Trump blamed China for the coronavirus outbreak. As Fauci faced criticism for his handling of the pandemic, Gao reached out. That would be George Gao. He's the director of the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention. He said, I saw some news. I hope it's fake. That
General Gao's chicken?
I was going to say, is that General George Gao?
That are being attacked by
some
people.
I never cared much for that. I prefer chicken fingers.
Hope you are,
maybe some sweet and sour pork rice.
Hope you are well under such a irrational situation, he wrote on April 8th. 3 days later, Fauci replied and thanked his longtime friend for his kind note. All I'm thinking is, and I said this, Howie, earlier with Dr. Fauci, you see in those back and forths with Dr. and Senator Rand Paul that he flips around a lot on gain of function, like it with everything else, but there's probably a lot of emails out there that are being FOIA'd right now, where you can see exactly how much he knew, not just what he was telling Jonathan Carl and George Stephanopoulos he knew, but what he actually knew.
I hope they get him sooner than they got all the Russian collusion stuff, you know? I don't want to have to wait until 2028.
Yeah, they're like on a year delay. You know how fashion gets to certain places a year later? The mainstream media finds out about things a year after. Like, we knew about Wuhan a year ago. They're on delay. We found out about Hunter Biden, and then 6 months later, boom, they got the news.
I agree.
It's sad. Cyber attack. This isn't about a pipeline. Cyber attack hits JBS Meatworks in Australia and North America.
Crikey, mate.
Australian and North American units of the world's largest meatworks were hit over the weekend. You actually should be very concerned about this, Howie. You're a big meat eater. You love meat.
Right.
And this could really put a kink in
that.
I
wonder if this is, Butcher Box gets a lot of its meat from Australia.
Yes, they do. You're right about that. On Sunday, May 30th, JBS USA determined that it was the target of an organized cybersecurity attack affecting some of the servers supporting its North American.
Their internet went down under.
It's always crazy how these hackers can get in and just take down the whole operation with the computers. You know what I mean? Resolution of the incident will take time, which may delay certain transactions with customers and suppliers. That means your meat could be even higher priced than it is right now. And it's already very expensive.
781 says, I was at the Polo outlet in Tilton, New Hampshire Saturday, and the manager was telling all the maskless customers to put our masks on. I said, where is my incentive from Polo to wear my mask? That's good. Maybe Polo should cancel your student loan debt to get you to put the mask back on.
I went to Stop and Shop today, the one that I always go to down here, and there was
the one in Newton.
Yeah, and there was a sign, and it said, I was reading it, and I was just looking because they say if there's a sign out front, that you need a mask, you have to wear one. And I was reading it, and it was like, we highly encourage people to wear masks.
A same way in Lexington.
If you are not vaccinated, but then when you get to the bottom of it, it's like, okay, so they're basically telling me that I don't have to.
Right.
So I didn't wear one. I was the only one, though. Every single person had one on.
It's Newton.
I know. I expected it, but I still enjoyed it. I'm telling you, you just have to smile a lot. It drives people crazy. It drives people crazy.
I think I figured out what the difference is between like places like Newton and places like Leominster. It's the in Leominster, and people still had to go to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
So they figured out they were scared probably for a week or two, 3 weeks, and then they realized, hey, nothing's going to happen. Whereas everybody in Newton stayed under their desks under their beds because they didn't have to go to work because they either work from home or they got trust funds.
Yeah, but I also want to say I think there is an element of this where it's now hear me out, okay? It's the woman who wears the mask to Stop and Shop or wears the mask to the grocery store or wears the mask in the hair salon and is very proud of the fact that she's wearing a mask and she looks down on everyone else. But later when she goes to her summer home and invites her, friends and family over and has a glorious cookout with Chardonnay and hot dogs and everyone's having fun, she does not wear a mask. So when she's with the unwashed boat people, the bitter clingers, you and me, Howie. Yes. She wears her mask.
But when she's at the
yacht club.
Yeah, the East Coast equivalent of the French Laundry.
Exactly. Then yeah. She can take her mask off because the air is cleaner
right.
there.
Right. Because if you're into Gavin Newsom or Mayor Breed, you know, they're not going to be wearing masks.
So it's not that they're actually
that's for the
afraid.
Chumps.
Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my RAV4 XLE that I got at Toyota, and everyone there is awesome, from sales to financing. They made me feel so comfortable leasing my car, and I got it serviced when I was there for our remote, and it was quick and easy. Everyone there is great. They're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95, so go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them I sent you. All right, I want to do one more story here because I think you'll get a kick out of this. Another media outlet memory holes COVID origin coverage.
Uh-oh.
They're all embarrassed that they, you know, didn't run with this a full year ago.
Is this NPR?
No, worse.
What could be worse than NPR?
The Washington Post. The Washington Post. Now, I'm going to see if you can figure out the difference between these headlines, okay? This is the old headline. Tom Cotton keeps repeating a coronavirus conspiracy theory that was already debunked. And now, Tom Cotton keeps repeating a coronavirus fringe theory that scientists have disputed.
They went back and re-edited a year-old headline?
Hey, there's nothing wow. they won't do.
Wow. Did they? I'm sure they forgot to mention that.
Oh, yeah. The stealth edits, I mean, they don't get a lot of, you know, updates.
Wow.
It's really embarrassing. I mean, it's one thing to
Who
not...
Who did that? An austere religious scholar?
Yeah. I think the Post is sometimes worse than the New York Times or NPR. NPR just wouldn't touch this stuff. There's a difference between not going near it and then actively trying to discredit it.
I love this. I love this thing that you gave me. This thing from the two headlines. One is this was Nicholas Kristof. He's just a bow-tied bum kisser columnist for the New York Times. This is from last year, last July. Help me find Trump's quote unquote anarchists in Portland. Quote unquote anarchists. The president has his politically driven narrative, and then there's reality. And so now here's a story from the Washington Post from today or yesterday. Today. Anarchists and an increase in violent crime hijack Portland social justice movement. So I guess we have located the anarchists in Portland, Oregon.
And someone put both headlines together and then tagged this guy and said, I found them, Nick. I found them. There's a lot of that going around right now. I mean, it really is. You can connect them all. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the Wuhan Lab Leak theory. It's all stuff that the media didn't just not pay attention to. They actively criticized people for highlighting the issues.
Right. They canceled people for telling the truth.
Yeah. And then now they keep saying like icky or I'm sorry. You know, now that serious people want to talk about this stuff. Is Tom Cotton not considered a serious person?
Not compared to Jonathan Carl.
Jonathan Carl, he puts on a serious
or Brian
glasses.
Stelter. Yeah. No, he just went to, he's a veteran who was in Iraq, and he went to Harvard Law School, and he's a U.S. senator. So he's not nearly as serious as George Stephanopoulos.
Of course. I'm glad you clarified.
Jake Tapper. Come on. Tom Cotton never worked for Hillary Clinton's, or Chelsea Clinton's mother-in-law.
Yeah.
You know, how serious can he possibly
how
be?
How can you make your bones without working for the Clinton crime family?
Right, exactly. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer, so my advice to you is take your Raycons with you. Did you use your Raycons this weekend, Grace?
I did. I actually went for a walk with my dad this weekend, and he had his Raycons in because he likes to listen to, you know, your podcast, Howie. I like to take the weekend off, no offense, and I like to listen to a little bit of music, so I listen to my music. He listened to his Howie Carr.
So you had some quality time with your father.
Yeah.
He was listening to his stuff, and you were listening to your stuff.
And we both walked around the neighborhood.
Not getting tired of one another. That's what the Raycons are all about. Mind your own business. Whatever you're doing, whether it's music or true crime podcasts or anything else, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great and they feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. It's also great that you have a 24-hour battery life. That's a lot longer than most other wireless earbuds have. That makes them easy to take around. You don't have to worry about recharging them all weekend, most likely. Take them with you to work. Take them to workouts, whether you're at the seashore or at the lakefront, or if you're going to an amusement park like Grace and I are at Fun Spot this Friday. They're an absolute must-have for your daily grind, whatever it is. Listen up. Raycon is offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
We haven't done a t-shirt for a while, but Taylor came up with one today, and we've got it posted at the website. We should have them in by Friday. We'll start having them in by Friday. And it's a black t-shirt, and it says, "Follow the science, ditch the masks." It's a black t-shirt. And then there's a picture of a mask, a nice blue mask with the red line through it and the circle around it. It's a nice job, Taylor. You did a good job.
Thank you very much.
But you can order the new t-shirt, "Follow the Science, Ditch the Masks."
I think these will be relevant for a little while based on what we're seeing.
Yeah, we were thinking about it last week, and we were saying, how long is the scam going to go on? And we saw it. Taylor and I and the mayor, we were all moving around all weekend. And, you know, it's crumbling, but it's crumbling slowly. So I think we're not going to order a million of these t-shirts, obviously, but we'll order a few.
It's like the old man on the mountain. We knew it was going to go, but we just didn't know when.
Right. So these will be good t-shirts for the whole summer, I think. Follow the science, ditch the mask. Check it out, HowieCarrShow.com, and click on store, and you can order your t-shirt, and we'll get it out as soon as possible. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
I'd like to talk to you. You keep accusing Senator Tom Harkin of stolen valor.
Yes.
Now, don't you know that he flew a reconnaissance plane in Vietnam going over enemy territory, taking photographs?
I believe he flew a cargo plane.
He also flew a reconnaissance plane. I have a friend who used to fly missions with him.
Well,
he flew an unarmed reconnaissance plane over enemy territory, taking photographs used to plan combat operations.
Well, I think he said he was a little more than that. He made himself out to be a fighter pilot, John, and that's
Was he a fighter?
Wait a second. Was he a fighter? Was he a fighter pilot or not?
Well, I don't know exactly what those
did he say he was a fighter pilot?
I don't know about that, but I know.
Okay, that's all I need. Okay, thanks. You know, they busted a lot of people, and if they busted them wrongly, they called them out on it. I don't think they called him out. Some people were in the Pacific, and they were like in Japan or Korea, and they just had to make themselves into Vietnam. You know, serving in Vietnam, and it just wasn't necessary. As long as you were over there, as long as you were in the service, that was okay. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And again, check out our t-shirts. Follow the science, ditch the masks. That's our new t-shirt. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. 508 says, "Can we hear more about Hunter Biden?" We'll hear more about Hunter Biden when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.